Benghazi is a city in Libya, but the name Benghazi says a whole lot more to many Americans. It's where the U.S. diplomatic mission was attacked in 2012. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans were killed in that attack. And for President Obama's critics, Benghazi is an example of what they say is his mismanagement of U.S. foreign policy. That was all in the background this week when news broke that U.S. Special Forces had secretly gone into Libya and nabbed a key suspect in the Benghazi attack. There was cheering in Washington. Different story in Libya's capital, Tripoli. Officials there are condemning the U.S. operation. They say the raid to apprehend Ahmed Abu Hatala violated Libya's sovereignty. Aladdin Muntasser is a businessman based in Tripoli, and he agrees with the government on this one.
It's a military operation on Libyan soil, and it seems to be without the permission of the government. Some people are upset, saying this guy is a freedom fighter, etc. And there are some people who are saying good riddance. This guy's a terrorist, and they seem to agree with the United States government.
Right. Do you think most people are upset, though, or are most people pretty happy that Hatala has been picked up?
No, definitely most people are upset. This is the second time the United States performs a military operation to apprehend a Libyan citizen. A year ago, they arrested Abu Anas al-Libi, actually less than a block away from my office here, and they've done it again.
Yeah, I mean, the suspect, Hatala, was walking in the streets of Benghazi. Drones were overhead. He was nabbed by American Delta Force commandos, some FBI agents, and was stuffed into a vehicle and raced away. I mean, it's understandable if he is a suspect, but it's also kind of odd because Libyans were pretty welcoming to the assistance provided by Americans during the Arab Spring. Don't they want somebody like this off their streets?
But the issue here is that this guy is a Libyan citizen, that they've done this without permission of our government. As you're seeing now in Libya, what's happening, we're moving closer and closer to civil war. And this doesn't help people put any faith in this government that, as you know, recently was voted out of office. But then the Supreme Court ruled that they were ousted illegally. And this adds to the mess. The less terrorists out there are, of course, the better. But at the same time, I'm a Libyan. This happened on our soil without permission. It's not the same thing as what happened during the revolution with the American aid.
Are Libyans saying how they would have preferred this operation to have been conducted?
Some people were saying something about us arresting him for the American people. I don't see that happening. Apparently, from what I understood, this guy was under heavy guard, and he's in Benghazi. And Benghazi right now, they have daily clashes between General Haftar and the Islamist groups in Benghazi.
Do you think the government in Tripoli is even in a position to carry out an operation like this then?
No, definitely not.
You know, President Obama said this action was to send a message to the world that when Americans are attacked, no matter how long it takes, we will find those responsible and bring them to justice. What do Libyans think today of Americans?
Honestly, I think we're too busy looking at what's happening here. Libyans were very appreciative of the effort with NATO, with the leadership of the United States. In a lot of celebrations, the American flags are raised by Libyans. But I think now people are getting more worried about these type of actions.
And, you know, in the background, a lot of insecurity in Libya right now. In terms of your own personal safety, how are you feeling?
Here in Tripoli, we're not struggling with terrorism per se, as they are in Benghazi and eastern Libya, but we are having a major crime wave. This morning, and this is happening daily, this is getting to a point where we don't even discuss it as much as we used to. Today, 2 million Libyan dinars, about $1.5 million, were stolen from an armored car delivering money to a local bank here in the outskirts of Tripoli. And this has happened in the middle of Tripoli, people cashing checks and leaving as little as, few hundred dollars, getting killed, and that money was stolen. This is happening all the time.
Aladdin Muntasser, a Libyan businessman based in Tripoli, has been telling us about Libyans' reaction to the capture of extremist Ahmed Abu Hatala. Thank you very much for your time, Aladdin. Good to speak with you again.
Thank you, Marco.